This is Joe and Bella with your 10am Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland government has opened the state's first major new public hospital in almost a decade, in the southwest of Brisbane at Springfield. Mater Hospital Springfield is a 186-bed facility expected to care for around 185,000 patients each year. However, the taxpayer-funded Catholic-run hospital will not be offering some services due to religious reasons. Master Group Chief Executive Julia Strickfield Bellamy said, "We can't always deliver the care that the patients may need. Sometimes that's regulated through our clinical services capability framework. Sometimes that's because we're Catholic healthcare operators." She said that there are alternative hospitals around where patients can have access to those services.
A staggering two earthquakes have been felt in a rural Queensland town within days of each other. The magnitude 3.5 and 3.6 quakes struck 34 kilometres southeast in Monto, a five-hour drive north of Brisbane. Seismologists report that the first quake hit just before 8 a.m. on Monday, while the second quake on Thursday would have rattled furniture and awoken people just after 4 a.m. Dr. Tanya Pelyich, an expert in Australia geoscience seismology, said, "In the last 36 years, we've recorded 576 earthquakes within a 200-kilometre radius of the recent quakes. The region is known for its seismic activity, and while it's rare, it's not unheard of, or need for any concern that the two earthquakes strike the same spot in the Wide Bay region."
And in national news, a North Tasmanian mansion from the 1870s has been demolished to make way for a new development. While not officially listed on the State Heritage Register, it was earmarked for 20 years. Given the significance of the building, the loss has been a disappointment for Launceston's local community. In 2023, the three-storey, five-bedroom in Launceston was on sale for $4 million, then lowered to $2.5 million. The home was then sold for an undisclosed price in February of this year. The listing had acknowledged the need for major renovations as quoting the property advertisement, "ready for restoration and refinement." Julie Judd, a neighbouring property owner, has said that the development that any project rebuild on the site would not fit the architectural style of the street it lived on.
And today, the 2026 Darwin Street Art Festival officially kicks off, celebrating their 10th year of bringing the gallery to the street. This year's program includes events that showcase over 20 artists transforming Darwin's streets and laneways with new murals. Over the past 10 years, the festival has found a place in the hearts of locals and visitors who value the creative energy it has brought to Darwin. Australia's most awarded street art festival runs from today until 5th of June.
And moving out to our international news, known for its colourful charm, Cuba has long since been a magnet attracting the likes of tourists across the globe. However, after decades of sanctions implemented by the US government after the rise of dictator Fidel Castro in the 1960s, further blockades are still being made as early as this year, making the situation dire for citizens. Cuba has experienced frequent power outages across the country, making the tourist industry all but dead. In addition to this, startling energy faults are causing direct harm to hospitals and healthcare facilities. UN officials estimate there are 100,000 patients, including 11,000 children, waiting for surgeries that have been delayed by power and supply shortages.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. A quick alert for beachgoers, the BOM has reported that wave heights of 4 metres are expected along parts of the southeast Queensland today. Further coastal erosion and exposed beaches with dangerous surf conditions are forecasted all weekend. Stay safe out there.
And that is all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.